If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you'd say, Sure, I'll try. Okay, or do it.
I will do it.
Okay, another word for will is, they're asking you if you're capable of doing it.
Uh-huh.
And you say,
I can do it, I can't do it.
Okay. And you might, if you're not able to do it, you say, gee, I'd like to, but I...
That not able?
Okay, or
I can't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sun up, and I
worked
all I'm going to do today.
Yeah, and did all the work I'm going to do.
Okay. Say there was a terrible accident at the road, but there was no need to get a doctor because the victim was already...
dead.
Okay. You might say, in a dangerous situation, he... what? To be careful.
You got to be careful.
Okay, or...
should be careful.
Okay. And speaking of the fact that maybe you're growing corn or something and it seems a little too short, you might say, well, this time of year it to be taller.
It should be taller.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Say, I might dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you what?
You bet I won't go.
Okay.
You won't have no bet there.
Okay. Me either.
Let's say... not that I'm scared, just careful.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. This is something you don't want to mess with.
Uh-uh, sure don't.
I don't
want to
mess with that either.
Mm-hmm.
You might say to a child, you aren't doing what you want to do.
Suppose you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Okay. If a boy got a whipping, you might say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Okay. Refusing something in a very strong way, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm not going to do it.
Okay, or I was a shorter way of saying that.
I won't.
Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and a friend was standing around without helping, you might say, well, you...
finally finish it?
Well, you're the one who did it.
Oh, I finally got through?
Yeah, and you're mad because that friend just stood there and didn't help you.
Yeah.
You say, well, you... something of helped.
Yeah, you could have helped.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And,
but you didn't.
Yeah.
Let me do all the work.
You so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it? Kind of bird that goes,
owl.
Okay. And do you know of a smaller kind of owl that makes a...
make a hoot?
Okay, you know an owl that's smaller than that one that has a real shrill voice?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
Okay. Have you ever heard that applied to any kind of people?
Uh-huh.
What kind of people?
White people.
Okay. And who says that about white people?
Black folks.
Okay. And is it meant to be insulting?
Yeah.
Mm. Do they say it when they're really mad or when they're just sort of mad or both? Or?
Real mad or sort of mad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it mean a certain kind of white person or does it mean any white person?
Just any white person.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. Okay, if they're mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid when they get mad, everybody is the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Back to the birds.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the same kind of bird that only it's a bigger one, bigger than the normal one, like it's about the size of a half-grown chicken? You have another name for that?
What do you mean, a peckerwood?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Would be no parrot, would it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you do the same thing that a peckerwood do, pecking
the
wood?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a kind of animal that's black and white that has a powerful smell?
Powerful smell?
Yeah.
That must be a polecat.
Okay. You know of any other names? That's enough.
No. I think polecat describes them very well.
Mm.